Thank you for calling the Auto Club Group. You have reached the voicemail of Christina Hayes. My office hours are from 8:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Monday through Friday. I'm sorry I missed your call. Please leave me a message, including your claim number and preferred contact number, and I will call you back within 2 hours, if left before 3 o'clock p.m. Any voicemails after 3 o'clock p.m. will be returned the following morning, no later than 12 o'clock p.m. If you are a provider, you can also contact the provider line at 1-800-497-4036 for assistance. If you are calling between the hours of 8:30 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. and need to speak to someone urgently, please press 0. Thank you for calling the Auto Club Group and have a great day. Bye.
Your call may be recorded for quality assurance purposes. Please hold while we transfer you to a representative. Thank you for calling the Auto Club Group Claim Department. Our normal business hours are Monday through Friday from 8:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. If you need to submit any documentation to your claim specialist, please email claims@acg.aaa.com, including the claim specialist's name and claim number in the subject line, or fax to 1-888-321-4622. If you are a provider submitting a medical bill, please mail to AAA Michigan, P.O. Box 2946, Clinton, Iowa, 52733. Thank you.
Good afternoon. Thanks for calling AAA Claims. This is Carrie Ward. How can I assist you?
Hello, good afternoon. I'm speaking Mary from Bravado's office.
How can I assist you today?
Actually, I do have a concern with me, and we do receive the paid details for the member at, let me check, at July 14 of 2025 for a member whose claim is paid, and we already do have all the details regarding the allowed amount, paid amount, and check number with us, but we don't have the cash cleared date with us at that time. So for that concern, I had called you, and for the EOB of that the claim, could you please help me out with that?
I will try, because it kind of sounded like you had everything that you needed, but you just needed the cash cleared date. It sounded like you had the EOB and everything else. So give me the claim number you're calling about.
Okay, not an issue. The claim number starts with 401-896-1, then 4 consecutive zeros, and then 2.
And where are you calling from?
Yeah, my facility name is Minimally Invasive Pain Specialist, PLLC.
And what's the date of service?
Yeah, the date of service is June 18 of 2025 with the total charge amount of $282.21.
Give me one moment here.
June 18 of 2025.
And the patient's name?
And the patient's name is Radha Mansour.
Thank you. It looks like the adjuster is in the office, so give me one moment here.
Yeah, I had used to call to, I used to call to her, Christiana, but she is away from her desk, so that call is automatically transferred to you.
Okay, you didn't leave her a voicemail?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, so you didn't give her a chance to give you a call back?
Yeah, I give my voice in my voice in the voicemail. I give my extension over there.
Okay,
but,
so you didn't want her to give you
that is happens again and again. Is whenever we drop a voicemail to the adjuster for and requested to call us back at our extension, it is not happening that they will not call. Call to us so that we have to press zero and then the call got transferred to you and you gave the information, all the information.
Okay.
Yeah. And that has happened again and again at daily basis.
Okay.
Yeah.
What I can
Hello, are you authenticating the member or finding any information regarding it?
I'm trying to locate the data service that you're inquiring about.
Okay. It's June 18 of 2025.
Okay. That was paid on July 15th. That was cash on July 22nd. Hello?
Yeah, I'm there.
That was cash on July 22nd.
Could you please clarify once the check details over there?
So it was in a bulk payment of $2,215.15. And the I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
Yeah, what is the paid amount over there for that claim at that date of service?
That date of service was $173.39.
What is the paid amount? Could you repeat it?
$173.39.
Okay, and what is the check number?
2880265.
It's 2880265, right? And what is the check date over there for that bulk payment?
The payment date?
Yeah, the check date.
The check was cut on July 15th of 25.
July 15, 15.
Correct.
And what is the cash clear date?
I mentioned it was July 22nd of 25.
Okay, is the check cleared yet? Cleared July 22nd. Not an issue.
You got it.
Yeah. Could you please send that EOB to my fax number? I'm requesting you to
do that. You initially stated you have the EOB, so I shouldn't have to send it again if you have it.
Yeah, we do have the information
you
from that.
You said that you have the EOB.
No, I only said that I do have the member ID and we do have these status with us from the one of your colleague. The paid amount, allowed amount, and the check number only.
You said you have the EOB and all the information. You just needed the clear date for the check. You said you had that already at the beginning of the call.
Could you please
so it was already
the
sent.
EOB on
it
my fax number?
It was already sent to you. It was sent to the address on file. Okay?
Could you please provide me your first name along with last name and issue?
It was Carrie with a W.
Could you please
and I'll put the
name?
Note for the adjuster. It's Carrie, and I'll let the adjuster know. I provided the details for you, okay?
Okay, but we don't receive the EOB for that, and we want the EOB for cross-verifying. A provider was requiring it.
The provider received it, ma'am. So if they received it to the adjuster on file with the payment. That was cash.
But to verify the information, cross-verifying the information, we need EOB, right?
What is your fax number? I'll make sure the adjuster has it, okay?
Okay. My fax number is 630-405-6211.
You went way too fast for me. If you wanted me to give the information, what was that?
What are you saying? Could you repeat it?
I could not understand the fax number you gave me. You went way too fast for me.
Yeah, my fax number is 630-405-6211.
6211. And your name?
And my name is Mary, that is M as in Mike, A as in Alpha, R as in Romeo, Y as in Yankee, and the initial to my last name is G as in Golf.
Awesome, thank you so much. I'll make sure Christine receives that.
Okay, not an issue. Thank you very much for providing me that information. Have a great day, bye.
Bye. You as well. Thank you.
Yeah.